Hi, everyone. Welcome to HFS Unfiltered. Today's conversation is anchored around our recently launched HFS Horizons in commercial banking. EY was positioned as Horizon 3 market leader for their strong and well-rounded capabilities in this report. And today, we'll be digging deeper into that sector. We want to talk about why commercial banking has lagged retail banking in digital transformation, understand the impact of AI in this sector, and how different macroeconomic forces is influencing commercial banking strategies. To help us unpack all of this and more, I'm joined by none other than Matt Cox from EY. Matt, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Eric, for having me, and good to chat with you again.
Matt, let me jump right in and understand a little bit, you know, when I've looked at so many different sectors, you know, and banking is a complex industry and there's so many subsegments within that. But every time we do a study, we almost always feel that commercial banking is lagging retail banking from a digital transformation perspective. Why is that? And how is it changing now from your practical experience?
Yeah, look, you know, retail banking has focused on a while on, you know, primarily how do they grow the existing country they're in, because most of them operate outside of a few global exceptions in one country. So, you know, capturing as much of that market as possible is really their focus, and that requires a digital proposition. And so they were out in front of trying to capture that market. You know, I think as that market becomes more and more saturated, they realize that a lot of the growth, profitability and stability comes from commercial banking, not just within their country, but the global nature of the commercial banks and how they operate and are interconnected across the globe, right? Also, I think adding to that, their expectations of the commercial banking users of those platforms has changed because of the retail experience. So they expect a simpler, more streamlined, more integrated experience that aligns to what they're seeing on the consumer side. And then the treasury departments themselves are continuing to modernize as well. And so they're moving from what was probably a little bit more of a hands-off approach to a more on-demand treasury. So how do they get data and insights in a more more active way? And so that all has led to, you know, legacy systems in the commercial bank have been modernized, right? The experiences are continuing to be digitized. And so we're doing a lot of work with clients around how do they actually streamline and simplify those digital propositions to help drive growth and continue to, you know, continue to evolve this business. So we've seen a lot of movement in the space today.
So Matt, that was fantastic. And I think one of the things that you mentioned was how EY is helping in digital transformation with commercial banks. But the common perception with EY is that it's a advisory tax and audit company. Tell us a little bit more about how you're working with commercial banks on actually technology modernization.
I think it's fair assessment that we are tax audit, have a massive risk and regulatory business and how we support our clients. We integrate that all together. And I think that's actually the value we bring. We aren't looking at just technology, digitization. We're looking at how do we bring together the way the heads of the commercial banks look at the business, right? End to end, from talent all the way to risk and regulatory. But, you know, a key component of commercial banking is digitization, automation, and the technology propositions that they're offering their clients. And we have a lot of depth and expertise in this, from, you know, redesigning clients' user experience. So how do we, you know, make the interfaces more simple? We've worked on some of the largest commercial banks' digital propositions to help automate that, helping, you know, enhance the technology that sits in the background. So modernizing the core systems, linking that together with, again, the digital propositions, and then ultimately helping them drive growth in terms of the segmentation and clients they should focus on, as well as even specifically targeting their offerings to specific industry verticals and providing customization. And so, you know, we're organized around financial services, but EY has a lot of depth in the actual industries as well. So bringing all that together is, I think, where we add a lot of value as banks are continuing to transform their propositions.
And then, Matt, I also wanted to ask you about geopolitics, because that's sort of driving the narrative right now for every industry, whether it's the tariffs. We've got two wars going on in the world. There's just a lot of economic uncertainty, volatility. And while if you look at some of these things, these tariffs, et cetera, are not directly on services, but I'm assuming there's got to be a domino effect. You know, one of our latest research suggests that geopolitics is the number one factor that's driving the IT services industry right now. How are you seeing your commercial banking clients adapt to some of these shocks and changes?
Look, I think businesses are very good at planning when there's certainty, right? The environment we're living right now, there's not as much certainty, right? So geopolitical, as you mentioned, I think manifests itself a lot right now in trade, right? The price of goods as well as supply chain disruption. So all of those things make it very hard for businesses to plan when there's a lot of changes and swings in that market. I think banks are uniquely positioned to help them, though, right? Because they have visibility not just to one client, but into entire sectors and industries and how they're moving, as well as the ability to help them as they make changes to support the dynamic environment. So moving of supply chains, they're going to need, incremental funding to help support that. They're going to potentially need to tie their systems into new places, new banking needs and new currencies. And banks have that ability to pivot with them. And so while banks are, highly focused and impacted by the geopolitical and trade activity happening in the market today, they're also really well positioned to, provide advice to their clients on how to best support that and where the supply chains and the industry's moving, the risk and things along those sides. So I think banks are really well positioned there. We do a lot of work. We have our whole economic department that looks at and helps understand that. So we're consulting with a lot of banks as well on how they can best support their clients with the evolving macroeconomic system as well. But commercial banking has always been very integrated from a multiple country perspective, and so this is in a lot of ways is something they're used to dealing with.
And where do you think AI will play a role in this? Is it gonna, do you see with all these geopolitics, is it gonna increase adoption? Is it gonna decrease adoption? What's gonna be the impact of AI adoption on all of this?
AI, in my mind, is going to be truly transformational to commercial banks. If you think around, have a lot of new technologies that have come up over the last few years and whether or not they're going to have an impact, they probably will over time, but AI is already having an impact today. And I think it's still the early days, so there's a lot of experimentation and I'll say unconnected use cases that the commercial banking teams are building out. Where we really see this is, how do they build out a platform that enables automation and more seamless experience with their clients powered by AI? So, that starts with the back end. How do they look at and remediate their data? How do they then move upstream to, drive better experiences for their, relationship managers and treasury analysts? And then ultimately, how do they provide advice via that to clients? So I truly feel like AI is going to transform, and we're doing a lot of work, I'd say, starting at the data and working our way back up through the life cycle to help enable them to better support their clients and frankly reduce a lot of the manual headache that has existed in the commercial banks for a really long time.
Yeah, Matt, so I completely agree with you that AI can be transformational. I don't think anybody is sort of saying that AI is useless in today's world. Everybody feels the power of AI. But I think practically every industry is struggling with the how. How do you adopt it? Because there's so much, technical debt. There's a lot of data debt. We've got process debt. And in this space particularly, there's so much regulatory and compliance issues and concern there. So tell us a little bit of if you are advising commercial and corporate banks, what are the two or three things that they can do to really realize their AI ambitions in a practical way?
The first thing we usually have a conversation about is don't go out and do 50 use cases, because the cost and disconnected nature of those use cases, usually you don't actually get the value. The second piece is, don't wait until, you can create a common data architecture and you integrate everything together and you do all this modernization and now you can do AI. The great thing about AI is it actually can sit on top of your existing ecosystem. It can help you enhance the quality of your data, remediate your data. And so now you're using it as a tool to get better in terms of what you're doing. Then you can transition that into other, other cases around enabling your sales force and helping actual drive client needs around this. And so in my mind, making sure when you start, you're starting from What are the interconnected use cases that ultimately build a platform to enable better experiences for your associates and your clients is the way we're advising our clients to look at this.
Yeah, so don't drown in the death by a thousand POCs. So Matt, I think this has been a fascinating conversation. But before I let you go, how do you envision the future of corporate and commercial banking at EY?
We are actually putting out some thought leadership in the near future around kind of the future of cash management. I think it's an extraordinarily exciting time for the future of corporate and commercial banking right now. So, you know, banks are offering incremental services to provide more value to their clients. They are partnering more closely with banks with embedded finance propositions that are helping kind of get their financial products into in the client's products built on top of those. You know, you're hearing a lot around digital assets now starting to come into play around this. So I think there's going to continue to be a lot of change. I think banks are really well positioned to help corporate and commercial clients navigate that change around it. And so I'm really excited about the future. I think there's a lot of pieces that we're looking at on how to accelerate that future and really drive growth in this business.
No, Matt, thanks a lot for sharing your insights and being grounded in your responses as well, because I think everybody's facing a lot of challenges right now. As you mentioned, there's a lot of economic uncertainty, and I think this ecosystem of whether you're end clients, commercial banks, and then how you guys at EY are helping commercial banks, I think that's the ecosystem that can help us move forward in these volatile and uncertain times. So thanks a lot, Matt, for sharing your insights. I really enjoyed the conversation.
No, thanks. Me too. Great. Thanks for having me.